Because You need to set all these with you. platforms and buildings around, but all of the spirit of an artist. You expect me to do with the work of an artist. You expect me to be able to touch the vision of a rolling scene in the poem, the sunset, the eye of the spirit. But the spirit of the Father come upon me, as the spirit of Elijah, Elijah came upon Elijah. If the spirit of Elijah was only Elijah, he doesn't want Elijah to come. And John the Baptist came with the spirit of Elijah, and he was bowed down, so for that day you are, so on, as he comes to death, so far as Elijah came running to the road, John was on the earth, so he was in the bowed. He comes in that spirit, the doctrine and the spirit of John Wilson, the expecting to have germs and have that capability with it. And I know you, I came here, and I'm a Christian, and the spirit of Christ is upon me, you expect me to act and do not give the spirit. Or the spirit of your own. Is that right? Well, what you've done, these things that I do, greater so you do, for I go to my Father. Is that true? Now the spirit of Christ is in the church. It was never left the church. It's been the church. And the days were going to be there because of knowledge, man's knowledge, that he received in the Garden of Eden when he left the tree of life, to eat from the tree of life, that knowledge is increasing constantly. And as knowledge increases, they get into the Bible and get into a theory. But Jesus said in the Bible book that when the things of the Son of Man is and now the hour has come for the world has become very special. And I think that we're living in the hour just before the coming of Jesus the second time. Now, above that, it's speaking that the Spirit of Christ still is in the church and in the people. I will explain to you how the gifts came and how it works. I was born of a humble family, born working in Catholic. I was born in Kentucky. And I believe that gifts and talents that the Father was offering that were born here in the world with these gifts. Yet the same you were born in the city. You might think your job with all kinds of lessons, but if that musical talent isn't in it, there will never be no difference. Is that not? But we're born the same way, and the spirit of them are gifts and callings of God of the town of men. But you might know, Jesus Christ was born the angel of God. He was the one who came from the Garden of Eden. Do you believe that? John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he was the boss of one time in the world, and he said, I will. Is that true? Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, before you were born from your mother's womb, I healed you, and sanctified you, and ordained you a prophet over the nations, before you were ever born from your mother's womb. Moses and many others. What all the nations of God, not everything, but different gifts and callings to minister to the people are the foreknowledge of God. That's the only way I can explain it. Understanding the people from some place. I believe all the first definition. I have it, my book of the afternoon, my mother's own words concerning my first place, a little bread in the morning, and a little bread of the morning. બધું એવું કહ્યું, બધું એવું ધીમે ધીમે કહ્યું, બધું ધીમે ધીમે કહ્યું, પ્રાણ પ્રાણ સમજી ask you to work through your body, my own life, to commit my life and all the things I have planned in life to do over to Him, that He might bless His people to receive you that thing. You see what I mean? Now, some of my wonder when people come into the line of knowing your position and their thoughts, I do not know it. If you might come right now, I would know it in a few moments. If the angel of the Lord comes, He is God's will. Maybe the same angel at home, the water is that there is a full effect that I do not know. But when Jesus came to do my soul, back to the Spirit, just the word of God, who starts the prayer. Jesus, when He first was manifested here on the earth to the people, there was a man by the name of Nathanael. But Philip, rather than went to found the man by the name of Nathanael, he was praying. And Philip said to Nathanael, come to me, he found, as Jesus of Nazareth, one Moses spoke of. He said to him, and gave him out of the answer, oh, he said, you come and see. And when he was coming back to the place, in other words, if a group of them was coming to bring Orthodox church or somewhere else, but many times God brings things, gives them a different way, gives it wise and freedom to be deceived in their thoughts, and if you do it, the way he says it will learn, he will know, he's always. So when he came to where Jesus was, Jesus looked at him, and he said, behold, a Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. In other words, in this time he said, you are a Christian, a devout person. And the Bible said to him at the bloodline, he said, once you are down here, Rabbi, he said, before you came here to the bloodline, you are under a tree, weren't you? And what did he do? He ran to him and said, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. And that night, I want you to know yourself, knowing that you are a Christian, knowing yourself, what truth that was nobody knows except Jesus, God and Nathanael. He knew that no one knew him there. Now, would it be strange if that spirit that was on Jesus' front did the same thing to us? Is that right? Would it? The woman at the well, when the master spoke to her, he had a conversation with that king and held him down. And finally, he said, who is your husband? He said, I have none. So he said, well, he said, you have none. You have five. And the one you have now, my dear husband, he said, I can see that you are a prophet. He said, Messiah comes from what of all them? He said, I'm. Now, the Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God that was upon him, and if I profess to be a Christian, and profess to be serious upon me, would you have seen him? Would you be the same thing? And I'll see that no thief can stand or no cripple or no blind or no afflicted will be able to pass by without being healed. And when it gets to that one difference between here and out in the army, when you're there, I wouldn't know exactly. That's like a contact and you speak back to yourself. We just speak to ourselves and make God's reign. I'm not a preacher. I'm a very poor speaker, but from my heart I'm trying to introduce to you Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reading of the word found in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, 21st beginning. God sent to his prophet Moses, behold, I stand an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place that thou hast prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him offer, he will not pardon his confession, for my name is in him. But if thou wilt heed, O David, said, you are what I speak, then will I be in faith not in me, and as it says, I have it today. For my angel shall go before thee. Moses did nothing. It was the angel of God. Is that right? What would it look like? The day is a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. I mean, you know, green and all. We know that what you mean, no other covenant. Is that right? Which was the low time on the side. He still stands in the same way as he was then. Let us give him with all our heart, all our hearts. Our Lord, on his honor, we just love you with all our heart. We're so thankful that God has redeemed you. The fact that one time we were saved without God, without mercy, and God's Son of Jesus came to the earth and born the virgin's birth and lived a spotless life and was offered up as a sacrifice all of the Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions of the living Christ. We are healed. All the blood that makes the atonement and the night by that blood and the eternal spirit. For the writing of the words, we are brought in now to become the sons and daughters of God. Oh, Father, when we think of being a son and daughter of God, living in his days, once men of perverse minds, as Moses and Aaron were withstood by the true authority, oh, the sense that we can be the sons and daughters of God, led by the Holy Spirit, the power to save our lives, to cleanse us from sin, and to give us relationship with God. And it is not just here what we shall be, but for all we know, we'll have a body like this where we shall see Him as He is, the glorious, the magnificent Son of God, the Redeemer. And we shall crown Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, He will breathe upon us. When Lord God spread forth His mighty wings across this world, for He is nice and faithful to His soul, He drops the glory and mercy and power of healing through Jesus Christ, those who are borrowed by Him. And there has not been one afflicted person left in our midst at the end of His service. Bring us, Lord, we love you. Thou knowest our hearts more than people know our voices. You understand all things and know whether we love them. And Lord, know us tonight now, and this building has been used for different things. Father, we pray now that as we dedicate the building and ourselves to you for service, that you'll drive back every foul spirit. May men and women who come under this roof, come under conviction, whether they may be angels of God, stand by every post, every seat, around the place and take their seat. Oh God, may every person be able to feel your divine presence. May there be such a meeting that's never been known before in the country. May every minister be inspired, every member, every Christian, those sinners fall into conviction. May there be a great stirring among the people. And may they come to the knowledge of Christ, being the same great loving Jesus, down to you in the way of now, and will be forever. Father, we commit all to you, and by your praise, send your angel, Lord, and among thy servants, and may the things that I have testified of, Lord, may you testify back to life and every life with great signs and wonders. For we ask this in Jesus' name, and God be thankful and humble. Amen. Now, send the service of the prayer, find out who my brother, he's going to be a 50 cars, I guess they just bring it up. That's when, you know, first night, they had my little friends, you know, how they were. I over 49 years, and every fellow that's left me, you know, just exactly. I want everybody to be real reverent, but just reverent as you can be. And listen with all your heart and belief, and honor and belief, and black and white, all of you.
There's no one ever comes near when the one that waits here is the one that feels. Thank you. whereby for another being his head and heart closed.
How did you do it? He lies in the cloud of the east and the east and the east and the east and the east. Now, if you have great faith with you, you will be able to say before you come to the Janai. And if I found nothing more fear and burning at the end of it, then we'll be